manage my pregnancy at work? And when should I do things like stop working or look at flexibility?
Managing your pregnancy at work is something that I would encourage you to be very careful with yourself on. Take care of yourself. Put yourself up there on your priority list and start to consider yourself as more than one person also. You are now in charge of and responsible for another person's life already, although it may sometimes not feel that way. Your own health and safety is equal to the health and safety of your baby as well. And so start to really consider physical aspects of your role, what feels right for your body. Some people are physically impacted quite differently to others, and I think that's okay. And if you are feeling absolutely just yourself and normal, then that's okay. But if you are somebody who is impacted and needs to have some extra time off, some sort of special maternity leave, it might be named in your organisation, then feel okay with that. Have the open conversations with your manager and whoever you feel you need to talk to about that. And do feel that you can talk to people about it. Find a confidant, find another parent in your team who might be comfortable sharing what's going on for you.
Is there an understanding of just because you physically can, it doesn't mean you should? And I'm thinking of people who may travel a lot for work.
Yes, so there is absolutely, you should take the advice of the medical professionals on this one and be very careful about that. The medical profession might say that at a certain number of weeks you cannot fly, but you might not feel like you want to fly. And if your role traditionally has required that, as an example, again, have an open conversation about your discomfort with that moving forward. Just really listen to your instincts and to yourself very carefully, I think, through pregnancy, and do not continue to march on because you think that's what's expected of you. I think it's really important to just take care of your own health and safety, as I mentioned earlier. The same with trying to squeeze in appointments outside of work hours. It can be very physically and emotionally and mentally exhausting, juggling pregnancy and work, and it's okay to acknowledge that. And if you don't want to squeeze all of your appointments outside of work hours, then again, have a conversation about what you need to do from a time perspective to take those appointments inside work hours and just openly communicate about that. So there is some flexibility, I think, that you would need to start considering at this point in your work hours around what is needed for pregnancy.
Emma, I'd love you to expand on that flexible working arrangement. What does that sound and look like from your perspective?
Yes, I think that's a great set of advice, Kiri. I'm remembering when you were pregnant and we were flying to Melbourne together, you might remember this, and you got home and you were about 6 months pregnant, and you were so tired, and your mum took one look at you and went, "That's it, no more travel." And you rang me and said, "Em, I'm done, I can't do more travel, I get it, I need to take a break now from travelling." And we went, great, that was really good, because medically you could have at that point, but you decided that was enough for you, and we had a good conversation about that. So I think it is really important that you do evaluate your job and really think about what you can and can't manage, without a doubt. So I just wanted to back you up on that. Mm-hmm. I guess the other thing is, this is the time to start testing flexibility if you haven't already done so. So many workplaces obviously have a more flexible approach to work, but if you're trying to build in a more flexible return, then I would definitely be trialing it before you go. So, think about the last month. Think about how you're travelling into work, whether you can spend some more time working from home. Is there the ability to, drive to work where you might not have, just to make that commute easier? All of those things allow you an opportunity, or all of those are ideas, I should say, to really bring in more flexibility around how you're getting your work done and where. So try not to soldier on. This is your chance to really rethink about how you're going to design your work and how you get it done.
I love the idea of dads being part of this as well, so that they need to test the model about going away for long periods of time, making sure that, you know, when they're planning their schedule, they say when they want to be back before the birth, how long before the birth, and start putting those in into practice as well, so they can test the same model.
Yes, I agree. I don't think this is just a an adjustment factor in work and how we do it that has to be taken on, and, you know, as a burden for mothers to figure out. Absolutely, dads need to be reevaluating their own work, their own schedules, and how they get work done. Same thing applies, because at the end of the day, you don't know how the birth of your baby is going to go, or adoption, or whatever your circumstances might be, and the more flexibility that you have in how you do the work and how you attend to home life, the better, right? Because it's going to allow you to adapt to whatever comes your way, right? So, but if we stick to a rigid work routine that, you know, we almost self-impose because we haven't challenged how it's done, then we potentially are making our own lives and family lives much, much tougher. And, you know, I get it that in some workplaces we may not be seeing that role model very well in our teams, but like everything, someone has to be the first, you know. And I do think you need to evaluate how important is this to you. And if it's really important and you need this, then you've got to ask for it. You can't expect that somebody else is just going to look out for it for you and serve it up for you, because they're unlikely to.
Be a trailblazer.
Yes.